Kids in bright colored jackets dart around a sunny field outside school, and echoes of bouncing balls and footsteps come from the playground underneath the school. It's recess. Calvin Jang is playing soccer, which he does most days. He's a third grader and one of the little kids.
It's fun. And the big kids are against the little ones.
Who's winning?
I don't know. I think the little kids.
The score doesn't seem to matter as much as running around, and the bell means the game's over for today, and it's time for lunch. Kids shed their coats and gloves and line up at the salad bar. It's on wheels and kid size. Inside chilled trays are grapes, apples, carrots, broccoli, salad, and black beans. At the end of the line is Roseanne Wickman.
You're very welcome. And I'm the food service person for, they call me the lunch lady.
On the menu today is the holy grail of school lunches, chicken nuggets. But despite what many kids would like, the plate cannot be only chicken nuggets.
Yeah, anybody that comes through here has to get past me before they're allowed to get their main dish.
If they don't have the cup of vegetables they need or any fruit, they get sent back.
Okay, circle back around and grab a veggie. Where's
the district's wellness coordinator, Emily Henry, says only a handful of kids are sent back.
Most of them know. They're like, look, Miss Cindy, I have carrots on my plate.
Henry says this is the way lunch works at all of the schools in the district. The recent award for excellence in nutrition is in the details. How appetizing the broccoli looks, that the tongs are an arm's length, even for the littlest arms, that the salad dressing is pre-portioned, and how the salad bar is arranged.
They like to have fruit offered at the beginning and at the end of salad bar, so kids have an optional chance of grabbing.
The salad bar itself gives kids a choice in what they eat. A cup of vegetables is non-negotiable, but between carrots, broccoli, lettuce, the choice is theirs. Giving out the award, the USDA is looking for other details as well.
Another part of it was having lunch served in a room that's also used for something else. So this is also, as you saw, this where the student council meets and where their art teacher does art class. And so it's kind of a multifunctional room.
Also, lunch after recess is important. Henry says studies show if kids have expelled some energy before they eat, they come hungrier and eat better. However, recess isn't the only physical activity during the school day. Kids at Tongass get 60 minutes of PE a week and go swimming once a week, but there's also movement in the classroom. In one class, kids all face the projector where a yellow cartooned Play-Doh man flexes on a beach in front of the Golden Gate Bridge, in space, and in a field with a kitten. The video is one of thousands of two-minute free online videos designed to give the brain a break and release some energy throughout the day. All these details add up to a bronze award from the USDA. Henry says the only thing keeping Tongass from silver or gold is the number of kids eating school lunches. She says they average about 41% of kids eating school lunches. Tongass Principal Marion Gonzalez says that number has gone up, and she's working to keep it going in that direction.
I think the quality of the lunches is really good now, and, you know, a lot of the halibut days and the salad bars are huge. Kids really like those. So
she says kids' taste in food is the biggest obstacle. Some days are more popular, like chicken nuggets or Alaska salmon, which draw about 44%. That the most popular days are not far from the average is a good sign that kids like what's for lunch. Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Ruth Eddy.